Number 3, redistricting standards, population. Introduction. Number 1, overview. The U.S. Supreme Court has articulated the general requirement that congressional and legislative districts should be drawn to effectuate the constitutional mandate to provide equal weight to every person's vote, i.e., one person, one vote. The question for states, then, is how equal in population must each district in a redistricting plan be to satisfy the constitutional requirement of one person, one vote? In grappling with this issue, the U.S. Supreme Court has articulated a somewhat more exacting equality standard for congressional districts in contrast with legislative districts. This section of the guide examines the general population standards that must be considered when drawing congressional and legislative districts. Number 2, measuring inequality. In determining whether districts are equal in population, it is important to develop a basis for articulating population inequality between districts. Unfortunately, courts and state legislatures have used a myriad of terms to describe various methods of measuring inequality. To avoid confusion and to establish a common point of reference for considering constitutional and statutory population requirements, this guide will use the following terms as a basis for describing various population inequality measures. A. Ideal population. The ideal population for a district is determined by dividing the total population of the state by the number of single-member districts to be created. Thus, if a state's population is 1 million and it has 5 congressional districts, 50 state Senate districts and 100 state House of Representative districts, the ideal population for a congressional district would be 200,000. The Iowa Constitution further provides that legislative districts be apportioned based on population and be of compact and contiguous territory. B. 1970 Redistricting Court Challenge. Pursuant to the new constitutional mandates for redistricting adopted in 1968, the General Assembly adopted legislative plans for the Senate and House that featured overall range ratios of 1.13 to 1 in the Senate and 1.14 to 1 in the House. This apportionment scheme was challenged in court and eventually resulted in the Iowa Supreme Court striking down the adopted plans and redrawing legislative districts for use during the 1970s. The court rejected the legislative plan as establishing too wide a variation in population without valid justification. The legislative districts, as redrawn by the court, provided for an overall range ratio of 1.0005 to 1 for the Senate and 1.0009 to 1 for the House. C. Post-1970 Redistricting Statutory Redistricting Process. During the 1980 legislative session, House File 707 was enacted to establish a statutory process for drawing legislative and congressional districts in Iowa following each decennial census, beginning with the 1980 census. The procedure gave the Legislative Service Bureau, a nonpartisan bill drafting agency of the General Assembly, the primary responsibility for drawing proposed congressional and legislative districts subject to legislative and gubernatorial approval. Since 1980, the Legislative Service Bureau has been combined with other nonpartisan agencies of the General Assembly to form the Legislative Services Agency, but the procedure for redistricting has largely remained the same. Based on the statutory process established in 1980, the third redistricting plan submitted by the Legislative Service Bureau was enacted into law during the 1981 legislative session without amendment. In 1991, the first proposed redistricting plan submitted by the Legislative Service Bureau was enacted into law. In 2001, the second proposed redistricting plan submitted by the Legislative Service Bureau was enacted into law. Since the statutory process for redistricting was established in 1980, the redistricting plans adopted have not been challenged in court. Overall range ratio is the ratio calculated by dividing the population of the most populous district by the least populous district. The overall range percentage variance is the absolute overall range for a particular redistricting plan divided by the ideal population expressed as a percentage. Thus, if the ideal population of a district within a particular redistricting plan is 100,000 and there are 5 districts with a population in each district of 102,000, 99,000, 101,000, 100,000, and 99,000 respectively, the absolute overall range would be 3,000 or 102,000 minus 99,000. the overall range ratio would be 1.0303 to 1, or 102,000 divided by 99,000. And the overall range percentage variance would be 0.03, or 3% for that redistricting plan, 3,000 divided by 100,000. The overall range, specifically the overall range percentage variance, is the method most courts have used in measuring population inequality for a particular redistricting plan. E. Miscellaneous measurements. Another measurement of population inequality is to determine for a particular redistricting plan the smallest percentage of a state's total population that could be represented by a majority of the districts in a particular redistricting plan. Thus, if the population of all districts in a particular redistricting plan is 500,000 and there are five districts in the plan with populations of 102,000, 99,000, 101,000, 100,000, and 99,000 respectively, the smallest percentage of the total population of all districts that could be represented by a majority of the districts would be 59.6%, or the sum of the populations of the three smallest population districts constituting a majority of the districts, which population sum equals 298,000 divided by the population of all districts, 500,000. B. Congressional districts. 1. Federal constitutional requirements. Article 1, Section 2 of the United States Constitution establishes the basic standard that congressional districts be apportioned to achieve population equality as nearly as practicable. This standard has been interpreted to mean that congressional districts should be drawn to be as equal in population as possible. In Karcher versus Daggett, a New Jersey congressional redistricting plan with an overall range percentage variance of 0.69% was held unconstitutional. The court found that the overall range percentage variance could have been reduced or eliminated by a good faith effort to draw districts of equal population, and that the overall range percentage variance was not otherwise justified by some legitimate state objective. The court specifically rejected establishing some de minimis standard of population inequality, such as allowing an overall range percentage variance of less than 1%, which would be per se constitutional without justification. As such, no precise mathematical cutoff point exists when it comes to establishing a valid congressional redistricting plan, which will withstand constitutional scrutiny based on population alone. The court's review would scrutinize any variance by examining the inequality of districts. Although the court in Karcher rejected New Jersey's attempts to justify the deviation in their congressional redistricting plan, the court did indicate that any number of consistently applied legislative policies might justify some variance, including, for instance, making districts compact, respecting municipal boundaries, preserving the cores of prior districts, and avoiding contests between incumbent representatives. The court further noted that a state must, however, show with some specificity that a particular object required the specific deviations in its plan, rather than simply relying on general assertions. Subsequent to Karcher, several congressional redistricting plans with overall range percentage variances of up to 0.73% have been approved based upon identifiable state objectives, such as minimizing the number of counties and the number of people relocated to new districts. Compactness, respect for political boundaries and communities of interest, the use of undivided census tracts, and compliance with the Federal Voting Rights Act, and avoiding the splitting of precincts, avoiding splitting less populous counties, and maintaining the cores of prior districts. Still, mere reliance on valid state objectives will not automatically guarantee that a particular overall range percentage variance will be approved. Courts will still examine each plan on a case-by-case basis. 2. Iowa standards. Code section 42.4 subsection 1 requires that a congressional redistricting plan contain districts which have a population as nearly equal as practicable to the ideal population for a constitutional district in the plan. Specifically, the code provides that the deviation percentage variance for any congressional district in a redistricting plan shall not exceed 1% unless necessary to comply with constitutional requirements as provided in Article 3, Section 37 of the Iowa Constitution. Article 3, Section 37 of the Iowa Constitution provides that counties shall not be split between more than one congressional district, and that a congressional district containing more than one county shall not be entirely separated by a county belonging to a different congressional district. Important to note, however, is that the code provides that if a redistricting plan is challenged in court based upon an excessive population variance among districts, the General Assembly has the burden of justifying any deviation percentage variance in excess of 1% for any district in the plan. 3. Summary. Since the U.S. Supreme Court has specifically rejected authorizing a particular percentage variance, however calculated, as constitutionally permissible, strict reliance on the 1% deviation percentage variance threshold provided by the code does not guarantee that a particular Iowa congressional redistricting plan would withstand a court challenge. To ensure that a congressional redistricting plan in Iowa meets constitutional requirements, a proposed congressional plan should attempt to meet the strict equality requirements established by the U.S. Supreme Court, with deviations from that requirement specifically tied to identified state objectives as provided in the Iowa Constitution and the Code. C. State legislative districts. Number 1, federal constitutional requirements. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution has been interpreted to establish the basic requirement that the state legislative districts be apportioned to achieve substantial equality of population among the various districts. This standard for legislative districts has been interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court to mean that an overall range percentage variance of less than 10% generally does not violate the equal protection standard and need not be specifically justified by some particular state policy. The court further noted that an overall range percentage variance that exceeds 10%, while not automatically a violation of constitutional population equality requirements, will be a violation unless the state has a valid justification for the otherwise excessive percentage variance. For example, in at least two cases, states have justified overall range percentage variances in excess of 10%, while the excessive percentage variances resulted from respecting the boundaries of political subdivisions. Conversely, though, an overall range percentage variance of under 10% is not a guarantee that a plan will be upheld, especially if the deviation in a plan results from the utilization of criteria deemed improper. Number 2, Iowa standards. Article 3, Section 34 of the Iowa Constitution provides that state, senatorial, and representative districts be apportioned on the basis of population. This constitutional provision further provides that Iowa law may, consistent with the United States Constitution, establish other factors for apportioning senatorial districts, but only if the law does not result in a senatorial redistricting plan whereby a majority of senators could represent less than 40% of the state's population. After the 1970 census, controversy arose as to whether the Iowa General Assembly properly created a legislative redistricting plan in compliance with United States and Iowa constitutional requirements. The Iowa Supreme Court rejected the legislatively drawn redistricting plan and subsequently adopted its own redistricting plan for Senate and House districts following the 1970 census. The legislatively drawn plans rejected by the Iowa Supreme Court had an overall range percentage variance for the Senate of 3.2% and for the House of 3.8%. In finding these percentage variances excessive, the Iowa Supreme Court rejected establishing a certain de minimis standard regarding percentage variances which, if met, would justify any basis for how the individual districts were drawn. Instead, the court found that the percentage variances were excessive and avoidable and were created for the unjustifiable purposes of protecting incumbents, preserving present districts, avoiding joining part of a rural county with an urban county, and ensuring the passage of the redistricting plan. Furthermore, the court found that the proposed legislative redistricting plan failed to meet the Iowa constitutional requirement of establishing districts of compact territory. After rejecting the legislative redistricting plan, the Iowa Supreme Court adopted its own plan based primarily on providing substantial voting equality of population in each district while endeavoring to create compact districts of contiguous territory. The plan provided for overall range percentage variances of approximately 0.05% for the Senate and 0.09% for the House. In 1980, Code Chapter 42, which includes provisions establishing standards for governing population equality, was enacted. Code Section 42.4, Subsection 1, provides that each Senate and House district in a redistricting plan shall have a population as nearly equal as practicable to the ideal population for a Senate or House district in that plan. Specifically, the code provides that the mean deviation percentage variance for a Senate or House redistricting plan shall not exceed 1%, and that the overall range percentage variance for a Senate or House plan shall not exceed 5%. In addition, the code provides that if a redistricting plan is challenged in court based upon an excessive population variance among districts, the General Assembly has the burden of justifying any deviation percentage variance in excess of 1% for any district in the plan. 3. Summary. In contrast to congressional redistricting, population equality standards for legislative redistricting as established by Code Chapter 42 and as articulated by the Iowa Supreme Court in 1972 are generally stricter than those established by federal case law. As such, Iowa legislative redistricting plans that meet the population equality standards provided in Iowa law should be sufficient to withstand a federal or state court challenge based upon population equality.